listening to WZRD Chicago. We have in the studio some performers. In the studio is
Ehsan Mashadi or Qureshi. I have two last names.
And Delia?
Yeah, I'm Delia Marinescu.
And Sagoi?
Sagoi de la Clejean.
He is internationally known master of the accordion in the style of a particular Romani community in Romania. Would you like to say a little bit about him and how he ended up here with you, Ehsan?
Yes, I discovered this particular family of Sagoi through the kind of a very well-known Roma music band, Taraf de Haiduks. I was been listening to them for several years, close to 10 years actually. And then they all, I kept looking where they originate from, and I found out that they're mostly come from this village near Bucharest, this kind of like, you know, middle of nowhere village called Clejean. And Sagoi's father, who passed away in 2002, Nicola Neacșu, who was a violinist and one of the founders of the band, of legendary status he had. Sagoi is the son of Nicolae, and their musical tradition goes back generations. Sagoi's sons, he has seven kids. Most of them play music now, which I recorded with a few of them as well. And that's sort of just in a nutshell, the connection.
Okay, and your musical background is?
I've also been playing accordion, not as long as he has been. He's been playing for over 50 years. My experience has been only about 10 years. But I've also studied composition, and I studied Iranian percussion called daf. Kind of from where I come from, I'm actually Iranian, born and raised in Iran, and that's about it.
Okay, and he started around the age of 8. Can he play something for us, something traditional? Maybe it's all traditional, what he's playing.
Vrei să cântăm?
Da. Vrei să cântăm, da. Ok, cântăm un cântec de dragoste.
Dar ce om să fiu pe lume, să te iam numai pe tine. Potropop de potropop, are și e șapte om. Hai, zac, hai, mor, pe brațele cui mi-e dor. Banii se uită lung, nu știu ce mai le-am făcut, de le-am căzut cu urât. Că tu și manii frățioare, să-ți iasă la drumul mare, să-ți ia haina de spinare. Lasă-o ia, s-o ia, s-o ia, bagă ochii în masă. N-a capăt de nimeni, trăiască nevasta mea, că ea știe stânsura, dar tu ești o haimana. Ai, zai, pe brațele primedor. Bobocită și o femeie tinerică să certa cu moartea furcă. Stai moarte, nu mă lua, că n-a fost femeie rea, cine-a cerut. N-am zis ba, dar mi-a cerut-o frumos, singurică mi-a stat jos. Dar mi-a cerut-o murită, nici pe la nu l-a gonit. Și pe placă e fortuna. Să plouă, să ningă ea, să dai apa cu vadră, noroiul cu lopata, să-i femeie tinerea, să te cuși cu dracu' ea, să mănânci ciuștă necoaptă, să mai mi-o o săruți odată. Aaaa, zac, aaaa, mor măi, pe brațele cu imedol. Thank you.
Fantastic. All I can say is that there's something incredibly disarming and joyful about the music. In fact, when you guys pulled into the parking on campus and parked, were outside of the car waiting for me to pick you up in front of the Alumni Association building with the accordion and the three of you playing the instrument, everybody inside the Alumni Association was looking on in bewilderment and joy when they figured it out that you were going to be making music here on campus. It, can you say something about this music and the way, what role it plays in Romania and the culture across Eastern Europe or wherever the Roma have traveled? And is this unique to just the village of, is it Selani? Is that it?
Clejani.
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 Clejani. Okay.
Yeah, the C is pronounced K in Romanian language. Well, this the first song you heard is called Dragusa de la Clejani. It's kind of Sagoi's own composition. It's kind of his the song that he's kind of composed. So in the village and all of the musicians that have played in various groups, as I mentioned before, notably Taraf de Haiduks, Mahal Arayban, all the groups, what makes these musicians unique in this village that's been written about before is that each have kind of their own particular style. They don't play the same way, and each have at least one or two or three tunes that they've made, and the rest of them kind of follow when they play together. So the first song we heard that Sagoi sang on is called Dragostea de Clejan, which means the lover of Clejan, right?
The love of Clejan. Yeah, it's a love song. It's basically about women, and at the beginning it says, if my wife is asking me if she's the only woman I have, and he says that how can I have just one woman when even a priest has around 7-8 women, so a musician, a person like me, how can I have just one woman? And then it speaks about, it says like, I prefer to live in a modest house where it's snowing and raining, but with a young and beautiful woman, rather than live in a big house, in a luxurious house, with an old woman. So love is, and youth is all that means.
Ehsan, are you going to perform for us also, or are you?
Well, let me tell you something about Sagoi's accordion. I can pick up his accordion, but I cannot really play on it. His accordion is about 45 years old, and it's sort of caved in. The keys are caved in to fit Sagoi's fingers. I don't dare to play. I can sing something short, but I prefer to focus on Sagoi. If you have some of my recordings, it'd be okay if you can play that on air. But I'll play live anyways on Sunday, and on Monday we'll open for Sagoi. So here are the shows. There are three shows this weekend. Sunday, Sagoi will play with legendary cimbalom player who lives in Chicago, also Roma, Nicola Ferraru. They'll play together at Sunday at 5 p.m. at Grand Park by, I think, Balboa in Michigan, that at Summerdance, as part of Summerdance series. Yes.
Oh, okay.
5 p.m. I think it's an hour show, hour long show. The same night, Sunday night, around 10 p.m. at Township, which is on Milwaukee and California, in Logan Square, my group will perform. Then Sagoi will come on the stage. We'll kind of trade songs and we'll back him up. Then he takes a break. Then we play some more. That goes on for a couple hours on Sunday night. The final show is Monday night, July 11th, which is at Martyrs in Lincoln Square, which I believe it's near Irving Park and Lincoln Avenue.
It's south of Irving Park. That's right.
Yeah, by grace, I believe. Then we'll start. My group will start around 8:30. Play an hour set, then Sagoi again with the same lineup with Nicolae Ferraru and cimbalom, and Bane, who is a Serbian Roma who plays the keys. They'll headline the show. I believe it's not going to be too late because it's a Monday night show, so you can catch them, probably get there around 9:30, 10 o'clock the latest on Monday night. And for both shows, we set the entrance at $10 to make sure people can come in without having to pay too much money. And we have only limited amount of CDs that I brought from Romania of Sagoi's CD and of mine. But for sale, that will be selling them at both venues. One more thing I want to mention, actually. So we can get into the how it came about that I brought him with me to Chicago and all that, because that's an interesting story in and of itself. But at the meantime, there is also, if anybody's a musician, not just an accordion player, but any instrument, especially violin and flute and brass and reed, Sagoi will be also teaching a two-day special workshop at Old Town School of Folk Music. So Sunday, July 24th, he'll be teaching this class. That's for ensemble, which means you can bring any instrument, even just if you're a singer. He's going to teach a couple of songs. But the day before, Saturday, which is the 23rd, same time, place, whatever, 2 to 3:30, he's going to teach exclusively for accordion players or keyboard players, you know, that sort of instruments. And so there's two-day long workshops, and they can sign up, I believe, through Old Town School's website.
Okay. Can you give us another tune from the village?
Thank you.
Sagoi.
Bine, să spiete bine.
Fantastic. I hope people are encouraged to get out to hear you and possibly learn to play the accordion or some keyboard with you at Old Town School of Music, Summer Dance, and Martyrs. And
I wait for them.
Okay. You'll wait for them. Okay. Any last thoughts before we wrap this up?
Well, thank you for having us. I've been a long-time listener of ZRD in my years of living in Chicago. I'm happy to finally be here and bring a special guest with me.
Okay. And in Romania, the influence of the common European market, has that affected his music or the ability to earn a living? These things that reach out into that little village that you've made a pilgrimage to?
Well, actually, since the integration of Romania into the European Union, a lot of Roma musicians who from Kalesia and other places in Romania, they've actually been able to travel freely to Western European countries when they can actually earn more money simply playing on the streets. So in an interesting way, like almost all of his sons have at some point or still now frequently, they travel to France, to Germany. They have some also Roma friends who actually live there and work there. They go there for a month and they play on the street or some like Romanian wedding that, you know, is based in like Nuremberg or Paris or whatever it is. So it, I think in some positive ways, it's affected it actually.
But on the other side, now in Romania, there is a new style of music derived from this music. We end with Oriental influences. It's called Manele, which is gaining more
Popularity.
Yes. And for example, in Romania, at the weddings, these old musicians aren't invited anymore because this new music, Manele, is gaining, it's more popular. So it's, yeah, it's in Romania, people prefer, especially young people, prefer this new style of music, Manele, than this old music, traditional, real music, which is just with the instruments. And this Manele, this new music is with the synthesizer, like electronic instruments also. And yeah, they in Romania, they suffer, these old musicians, he especially, he doesn't play at so many weddings, for example.
Yet my understanding is that producers, filmmakers have sometimes traveled from the United States, from, did someone say Australia, to come in, record and document this style of music before it disappears. Can you say something about the people who are coming from outside of the region expressing appreciation in the same way that people from all over Europe come to the United States, head directly to Mississippi and Texas to listen to people sing the blues in the landscape where the blues evolved, and most people in the United States are totally clueless.
Yeah, it's true. For example, last month, some journalists from Brazil came to his house to record and to film and listen and see this authentic music, and they were surprised about how he conserved this. Other Americans, like musicians, American musicians, came also last month to listen to them. And yeah, it's rare in the village. There are few musicians like his age. He's 66 left. And unfortunately, the young generation from the village doesn't learn anymore because it takes time, because this new style of Manele with the
keyboard
and stuff, it's easier.
Electronics, yeah.
It's easier to play and you make more money. They say that the young people see that they don't make so much money now, so it's kind of old school, like, to...
Well, that's the influence of sort of neoliberal economy,
yeah,
where it's all about money, less about culture. Is there any element within the Romanian government that supports the arts, especially traditional arts, like in Korea or Japan? They allocate resources for people designated as national treasures, as artists.
No, unfortunately, there isn't. me as a journalist, I'm a freelancer journalist, but I collaborate with Vice magazine in Romania, and I recently wrote a piece about Clejani, about young generation, people, especially a leader from Roma community, wants to build a school, a music school there, in order to motivate the children to learn this music, and it will be amazing. They want to put these old musicians as teachers, so they want to teach the young children who are left, who are in the village. It's a need of a music school. It's a need of a music museum in the village. When you enter in this village, you cannot tell that it has this story. There isn't anything, like the government didn't make anything. And people come just because they know from outside. But in Romania, there isn't anything to promote it, to, I don't know how to say it, but it's a gold mine there, Romanian government doesn't do anything.
Hidden cultural treasure that, because of contemporary attitudes about what's valued, and that's generally just what makes money, mm-hmm. it's overlooked, it's old-fashioned, there's nothing except skill, culture, and heritage that come together, and the artistry of the individual, and the love of the culture, and the history. And I think a struggle for freedom that the Roma have endured. Do you have any thoughts about what recording has done to affect his music? Have you recorded Ersan?
Well, yeah, I mean, the album that I was talking about, we're going to be selling at Atishko's. Well, he's been recorded by Taraf the Haiduks, by different groups, but...
Taraf the Haiduks go into a studio.
Yes, I mean, they have several, like, you know, platinum albums, you know, but he's been playing with that group for many years. But there's like 90 musicians in that group, so they each get very little time to be featured, except a couple of guys who are like the very lead guys. And there's a lot of politics, by the way, behind the scenes. So
ever played with the Gypsy Kings? Just out of
I think his daughter. No. The Spanish. No.
Okay.
But his daughter also extensively toured with the various Roma groups. Perhaps she has in the past in the 90s. So I decided to record him when I first time went to stay in Clejan in the winter of 2014 to learn accordion, as initially the accordion style of his music is Clejan style. Then I had the idea of, okay, I'm just learning the music, I want to do something, and discussion of him bringing him to America came up then, and I said, maybe I can record something very low-key. So I reached out to an engineer in Bucharest. I just didn't know anybody. I mean, I'm new to Romania at this point. I found this really talented and serious sound engineer. And the plan was, we came with the equipment to Clejan instead of bringing them out to Bucharest. Sure. It was easier logistically. Also, I wanted to kind of create something very organically. And he called a couple of guys from like around the block, you know, because this is like all musicians, and they came and
so the field recording.
Yeah, it was very much like this, except we had, I mean, the engineer had top of the line equipment, sure. But he set everything up. He set it like a studio in the bedroom. You can actually, if you go to the Facebook page, you can see some videos I have from those sessions that I ended up kind of videotaping and ended up editing him later. So yeah, the album came about like that, and it's his music, his songs, and also other traditional songs from the Clejani region or village and the Juju region. So yeah, that's what I've done as far as the recording goes. I think besides that, he had something in the late 90s by Zabzizdub. I cannot say it right.
Zabzizdub
is a Moldovan rock band, folk band that they kind of recorded him in a while ago. But that, I cannot even find that on anywhere. I mean, it's kind of a rare recording. So what we did together in 2014, as I produced this record for him, I would say that's like, I think that's the most clear, the most accessible music of him and Clejani that's been kind of recorded recently.
And people want to see those videos of the recording session. Where do they go?
Actually, just go to YouTube and the name of this group. So when I recorded him, we thought about what to call this new group or the new trio or this group. And we came up with the name Bachto Delo Delo. I was drinking one night with his son, and he just said to me, Bachto Delo Delo, which means cheers in Roma or Gypsy language, and is B-A-B-A-H-T-O, Bachto, and then space, Delo, space, Delo. It's not the exact like academically correct way. It's like Bahto Delvo Delo or something like that. But we went for it because that's how they say it. And it means God give you luck. They do this when they drink. So we call this Bahto Delvo Delo, this project. So if you go on YouTube or on Google and just type Bahto, B-A-H-T-O, space Delo, space Delo, you can see the several videos that I've made and uploaded. You can kind of get a feel of the village and the recording sessions and how they kind of played in their own environments in their homes.
Often, especially with contemporary equipment, you can get a much better feel than
Absolutely.
In a studio, because there's something about the life of this music that can disarm hostility. which may be why they try to suppress it.
Yes. It's a lot of time is used to just seduce you to give them tips, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how they make their earnings. Because in the weddings, and they play the traditional weddings and funerals and whatnot, there's no contract. There's no, even when they play restaurants in Romania, like the Roma restaurants are for this kind of audience. Usually the money doesn't come from predetermined amounts. I mean, it does sometimes, but most of it comes from tips. So the music has this allure of like, you know, if you like it, come dance with me and put a buck in my accordion, as you may have seen in videos before. Mm-hmm. I think that is as close as I can get to explaining that, you know.
And the moment mm-hmm. may increase the tip depending
yeah.
on the interaction between the
yeah.
musician and the patron or his wife or whatever.
Certainly.
You mentioned you wanted to study his particular style.
Yeah.
An accordion, can you describe what it is that's unique about the style as opposed to some other person, a Roma, playing the accordion?
Well, I was interested. I mean, I've been listening to Roma music, Gypsy music of Eastern Europe from all regions. If you play me a recording, I can tell it's from Macedonia or from Serbia or even from which group sometimes. And it wasn't particularly music of his, but he's one of like the most one of the really last people in the village that plays this style. As Delia mentioned before, it's not this new minorly pop kind of popularized mm-hmm. electric version of it. What makes it special for me, or made it special for me, the rhythm is very simple. They play in 2-4, very fast at times. And if you listen to it, this the particular ornamentation of the notations, which again varies from country to country, from Bulgaria to Greece to Serbia, they play it differently. There's something about the way they play this music that's both funny and not funny, but both cerebral and like makes you want to dance. At the same time, it makes you want to cry. It's mm-hmm. got all wrapped in one. I don't know. I just fell in love with this sound, you know, and I kept zooming in. First, I fell in love with the Balkan music, and I'm Iranian, so for me, it was very familiar. And I kept zooming in as I listened more, zooming in and knowing more and more of it. And I kept zooming in towards this place, and I ended up just zooming on this village. Mm-hmm. And I said, I got to go here and see what's up.
Mm-hmm. And there is across the region a similarity.
More or less, yes.
Well, more or less, but you can refine it, but there is a quality of the music from Egypt, Iran, mm-hmm. The Balkans.
Yeah, I mean, it starts from India, actually. I mean, if you go from India all the way to Spain with the flamenco and music of Romas, there is that common, there is that kind of...
Even if you're ignorant of the specifics and the musicology of it, mm-hmm. if you're listening to the music, you can identify certain strains that tug at the heart
Absolutely.
In all the languages. So
absolutely, yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, this is kind of what my impression was in the beginning. I was like, is this some kind of Iranian music? Or, and mm-hmm. then I realized, oh, no, it's more particular. But I think at the end, it's like the Silk Road, you know. It's kind of a representation of the Silk Road, mm-hmm. you know, going from India and actually it's like going to China. But you can kind of follow it from country to country. And literally, like, if you listen to Indian music and then go to Pakistani music, Iranian music, Turkish music, then you go across Bulgarian, and then Romanian, you can see this, I wouldn't call it evolution, but this transformation of styles. Because as they went along, like his music is not all Roma. Some of his songs are actually Romanian folk music that's been influenced by their previous heritage that they came from the East. So the music of each region of Roma music is influenced by also that countries where they settled eventually, like in this case, Romania, of the folk music of this country,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right, so globalization has taken place and the interaction of human beings taken place, especially the exchange of music has taken place long before the bankers and the capitalists came along and decided they were going to try and own it and take it from us. Absolutely. I want to thank the three of you for coming in. Esan Gorishi.
Qureshi, yes.
Qureshi. And I don't know, Delius?
Yeah.
Sagoy Sandu?
Thank you for inviting us.
And it's an honor for WZRD to have you in the studio and have a chance to share with listeners.
Welcome to Romania, to Clejan. He will be very glad to have you there.
Yes. Well, thanks for having us.
Okay.
It was a pleasure.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. This is WZRD Chicago.